Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Senator Charles Grassley about EpiPens and the recent cost for the medication. EpiPens are auto-injectors that inject epinephrine when people are having allergic reactions where their throats close. These are often associated with food allergies or bee stings. EpiPens, the costs have increased. Is there anything that you want to say to those Iowans who are needing EpiPens and have seen the costs increase greatly recently?
Now, today's email report said I got 39 letters wanting the investigation that I've instituted already. Part of the reason I wrote to the Mylan company to get some justification for it is I got 50 letters from people complaining about the 400% increase in price. One family said they spent $500 for EpiPen. So the letter is to hopefully accomplish two things. Get justification, if there is a justification for a 400% increase, but embarrass the company since they got a monopoly on the product, getting it down, and particularly when in Europe, you can get this product for $85 in one country, $115 in another country. There's no justification for this sort of a price in Iowa. But I'll wait till I get an answer from Mylan to decide what the next step is. But it's very much a concern because not only to families that have to pay out of pocket, there's increased school costs because schools will keep this product on hand because there's kids in school that are allergic to peanuts and nuts, and if their windpipe closes up, they can't breathe, they die. Schools want the supply around to keep them alive, so it could increase costs to the school budget, and then in turn, about 40% of the people that might have this allergy are on Medicaid, and that's a cost to the taxpayers. So there's several interests we have. And then lastly, because Mylan Pharmaceutical has a monopoly on this, we're also writing to the Food and Drug Administration to find out why some other companies haven't been approved to sell a similar product. And if they weren't approved, why they weren't approved, and then what's the chances of getting some other companies approved to market a like product so Mylan doesn't have a monopoly and can drive up the price the way they have.
So right now we're just waiting to hear back from the company and the FDA.
Yeah. We've had an acknowledgement from the company that they received our letter, but we haven't had an explanation yet.
Now, if there are Iowan families that are experiencing this, are you asking them to contact you or to contact the company?
Well, I think they should express outrage to the company. At this point, they can continue to write, so I know how many families are being affected by it. And then that will jack up our increased concern. But until I get an answer from the company and an answer from the Food and Drug Administration, there's not much else we can do. But we're hoping that just publicity of this and the bad publicity for Mylan and their stock has gone down as a result of my letter, I'm told. I can't worry about the price of their common stock, but that's a market reaction to my letter. They ought to be concerned about whether or not they can justify it.
Since I spoke with Senator Grassley, Mylan, the company that makes EpiPens, announced on their website that the company is going to cover up to $300 out-of-pocket cost at pharmacies for those who need EpiPens, reducing patient cost by about 50% of the Mylan list price. The company is also open to providing EpiPen auto-injectors directly to patients through a certain pathway. Again, this was announced on the Mylan website after I spoke with Senator Chuck Grassley. That's been today's Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.